This week, elected representatives of 26,000 Catholic priests around the country are meeting for the first time since the sex scandal broke last year. Frank Morris of member station KCUR visited the convention in Kansas City of the National Federation of Priests' Councils, and he reports that some priests see opportunity in the current crisis.
Men attending the NFPC convention represent an ancient calling, but look like a bunch of average guys. Most wear brightly printed short-sleeved shirts. While priestly garb is for sale in the lobby, hardly anyone here is wearing a collar. Nobody, save a visiting lecturer, wears a tie. They're older and quite a bit friendlier than typical conventioners, and they sing. But the jovial mood evaporates a minute into the welcoming remarks when James Kelleher, Archbishop of Kansas City, Kansas, mentions the sex abuse crisis.
The terrible guilt of a few seem to lay like an ugly mantle on all of us ordained.
Kelleher says the scandal has left the Catholic clergy dismayed, disturbed, and dispirited. NFPC President Father Bob Silva puts it more simply.
I think priests are sad. I think they're mourning a priesthood that is lost to them.
The priesthood has changed dramatically over the last few decades. Priests used to lord over their communities, the school, the church. They lived apart and secure in their roles, loved and admired. But the 1960s revolutionized the priest's duties, his authority, and his place in the Catholic hierarchy. Silva says the sexual abuse crisis has exposed those changes and stripped away a layer of respect.
I never was ashamed to be a priest, and I'm still not ashamed to be a priest. But sometimes when you wear that Roman collar and you walk down the street, you wonder what people think.
Priests at the convention say they feel well supported by their own congregations, though the scandals have made life tougher for them, both outside the church and within it. Many here, like Father Michael Redding from St. Paul, Minnesota, say some of their leaders have abandoned due process.
There are dioceses where priests are feeling very well supported by their bishops, and there are dioceses where guys are feeling hung out to dry, where the slightest allegation at all is presumed to be true, and a guy may be presumed to be guilty until proven innocent.
Others here, like Father Robert McCann of Oakland, California, say the shakeup could transform their line of work.
Will it change the priesthood? I hope so.
Over drinks, after the day's formal sessions, the priests don't seem like a group under siege. When polled last year, priests overwhelmingly reported being satisfied with their lives. Most of the delegates here say they hope that what Redding calls a culture of silence has been dislodged, and that a broad range of topics is now open for discussion. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.